Okay, today is Da'at, Nun Aleph. We're actually on Nun Aleph. Nun Aleph, Nun Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the top. Today we'll learn today's Shir, Little Mishnah, from my grandfather, today from the Yartzeit, Yisrael ben Yekusiel Tzadok, Shem Shadav and Aliyah. So, here we go, ready? The first word on the line is Bashemen. That's a pasuk from the Torah. It's a pasuk in Vayikra Perek Vav, toward the end. Either it's the end of Vayikra or the beginning of Tzav over there, where it says that Al Machavas Bashemen Taseh. Okay? So it says Bashemen, which the Gemara assumes is a very long brisa. The brisa is going to go very long, and then we're going to dissect it. So the Gemara says Bashemen. It says in the Torah Bashemen, which the Gemara assumes to mean Lahosif Lashemen, to make the Mincha have a lot of Shemen in it. The Einia Deakama. I don't know how much Shemen to put in a Mincha. How much? Torah doesn't give me an amount. So the brisa says, Harini done. Well, I can make the following Gzeira Shava, the following comparison. Nemar Kan Shemen. It says over here, Shemen. The Nemar Lahalan. And it says over there, over where? The Minchas Nisachim, with the Minchas Nisachim, which is in Parashas Shlach. I believe it's in Shlach, Shemen. It says that whenever you bring a carbon, you bring a Shemen. It says, I'll read you the pasuk. Hamak v'ahikrif hamak of carbon ol Hashem, mincha tzolas isaron kalil berviat hahin Shemen. Right? That whenever you bring a carbon, you also bring accompanying oil. Ma lahalon shloshes lugin isaron. Just like over there, by Nesachim, it's 3 lug per isaron. Afkan, Shloshes lugin li'isaron. So to here, it's 3 lugin per isaron. Okay? Or klach l'derech zu. I can learn out from the following makar. Nemar kan shemen. It says over here, shemen. V'nemar b'minchas nedava shemen. And it says by minchas nedava. What's minchas nedava? Somebody brings a voluntary mincha. Right? Minchas Nedava, right? It says, V'yotzik Allah Shemen, Malahalon Log Echad, just like over there, it's 1 log of Shemen, Afkan Log Echad. So to here, it's 1 log of Shemen. Look at Rashi. Malahalon Log Shemen, Malahalon Log Echad. See the Rashi there? It's right on the side, a little up where we are, a drop up from where we are. Kidgama the Kamon, like we're going to say later on in the Peches, L'mincha v'log shemen. Good. U'l'kaman parich, in a few... What? Oh, not with us. Great time. Have a great time. U'l'kaman parich, later we're going to ask, a little later, v'hechi, in about a few lines, as soon as we finish this brisa, v'hechi matzi l'midiyainhu b'minchas nedava. How could the brisa think for 2 seconds to compare? How could the brisa think to compare minchas nedava to a minchas machavas regarding shemen? Why? This is the only hard part of today's daf. How could the Gemara think to compare that? Ha-ha-cha k'siv ba-shemen. Here it says ba-shemen lahosiv. No, I'm in Rashi. Vahu shemen dehasam lav lahosifu. The shemen written by Minchas Nedava has nothing to do with extra oil. It's just the original requirement to have oil. How can I compare an original requirement to something extra? That's going to be the Gemara's question, but we're not going to get to that question for a while. Now, so the Brisa said like this. I know that when you bring a machavas, it says bashemen. That means bring a lot of oil. Well, how much oil? Do I compare it to a minchas nedava, or do I compare it to a minchas nesachim? Back into the Gemara now. Nira l'mi dome. What's better to compare it to? So the Gemara says, donin tavshat mi tavshat. I'll compare tavshat, tavshat. What's tavshat? Tavshat is tadir. Right? That a minchas Nesachim is every day when you bring a carbon talmid, right? And a machavas is also They're both Tadir. Right? What's Tadir? Right, they both come every morning. We're talking about the semen of a mincha, of a coin bottle. Right? The carbon of a coin bottle that a coin bottle brings. So we're comparing it to a Tadir. Well, they both come every morning. And Docha Shabbat, they both come on Shabbat. And Docha Tumah, they both brought Petumah. Why they both brought Petumah? Rashi says, because if something comes every single day, as it says Zman, it's Docha Tumah also. Right? And the Ein Donin Tavshat, Misha Eino Tavshat. Don't compare a Minchas Chavitin of a Kohen Gadol, right? Which is, don't compare that to a Minchas Nedava, some voluntary Mincha. Voluntary Mincha, that's not, it doesn't come every day, it's not Docha Shabbat, it's not Docha Tumah. Oh, or Chachol Derech Zu. Or how about the following comparison? Done in Yogil, mi Yogil. What's Yogil, mi Yogil? First of all, Yachid. They're both the same, a Kogal is a Yachid. And any Stam Yachid can bring a Karba Mincha. Number one. Biglal Asma, you bring them on their own. A carbon neshachim is accompanying a carbon tavid. That's not brought on its own merits. A minchas chavitin is brought on its own merits. Every morning, the kohen gadol, a yachid, brings a carbon chavitin. Anytime a guy wants, he brings a carbon mincha. And the last one is lavona. A carbon mincha has lavona, and the kohen gadol chavitin has lavona. When you bring a carbon mincha that accompanies a carbon tamid, there's no lavona. The ain done in yagil misha ain yagil. Don't compare the properties of a chavitin to something that doesn't have those similarities. So what do I do? Right? So, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, he says as follows, Soles mincha tamid. There's another pasuk that says, Soles mincha tamid. Harei hi lecha kiminchas tamidin. What do you see? That a mincha is compared to a tamid. Ma minchas tamidin gimel lugin le'isaron. Just like a minchas tamid is three lug per isaron. Af zu gimel lugin le'isaron. So too, a minchas chavitin is three lug to an isaron. What do you see from here? You see from here, very simple. The comparison is made between a minchas chavitin and a carbon tamid. Very good? Very good. That's Rabbi Shmuel's Shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Reba Kan Shemen. Over here, the pasuk implies a lot of oil. Reba, a lot of oil. V'Reba b'minchas kvasim Shemen. And also b'minchas kvasim, what's a minchas kvasim? The mincha from a carbon tamid also implies a lot of Shemen. Ma'alahalan, same answer, but just different makar. Ma'alahalan, Shloshes lugin le'isaron, afkan shloshes lugin le'isaron. Oh, or klachol derech zu, or learn it this way: riba kan shemen, v'riba b'minchas par ve'elim shemen. Maybe you want to compare it to the mincha that accompanies a par or an ayil. Malahalan shnei lugin le'isaron, afkan shnei lugin le'isaron. That's two lug per isaron. No, nira l'midome. What's better to compare it to? Donin mincha haba isaron. It's better to compare the same amount of mincha per isaron. They ain't done in mincha bab isaron. The mincha haba beis v'gimel isaronim. Fine, very good. So Rabbi Yoshmal and Rabbi Shimon both compare. Both of them compare a mincha chavitin to the minchas that accompany a carbon tamid. Okay. Now the Gemara asks. That's the end of the brayta. Very long brayta. Now the Gemara asks the following question, this is gonna take us to the end of the till Amud Aleph, till Amud Beis. Hagufa kasha, wait a minute. The brayta doesn't make any sense. You know why? Amarta b'shemen lahosif l'shemen, because when it said the word shemen, that implied a lot of shemen. V'hadar tani nemar kan shemen v'nemar b'minchas nedava shemen. Then the brayta said, well, let's compare shemen of a minchas chavitin to a minchas nedava. That what? But the shemen of a minchas nedava didn't tell me anything about mosif shemen. It only said the idea of shemen. In other words, minchas nedava, there's no extra oil at all. It's just the bare minimum of oil, right? The Torah only said that there has to be shemen. How can you compare the shemen of a nedava to the shemen of a chavitin. I grant you, that's a very, very, that's an esoteric question, right? But the Gemara is assuming that the shemen of a nedava is very, very basic. There's a, the Torah says, the pasuk says, I'll read you the pasuk. The pasuk says, the Isaron solas bal b'shemen kas v'viyat ahid. In other words, bring shemen. How can that serve as a makar to bring a lot of shemen? That's the Gemara's question. There are three answers to this question. All three answers are going to reinterpret this very long brisa that we just read. Okay? Answer number one. Amar Abaya. Man tana b'shemen lahosif Reb Shimon hi. In other words, this brisa, when it starts off, we started off today's daf with the word bashemen. That should have said Amar Reb Shimon. Amar Reb Shimon, bashemen. Reb Shimon's the one who's talking. What therefore what? Look at Rashi. Man tana b'shemen lahosif Reb Shimon hi. Right? The Amar b'seifa, who's going to say at the very end of the brisa, Reba kan shemen. Right? Rabbi Shimon is going to say, Reba kan shemen, Reba minchas kivasim shemen, and he makes a comparison from carbon, from the tamid to the chavitim. Okay? Keep on reading. V'alfinan l'taimei midina d'Reba kan shemen. And Rabbi Shimon learns out his reason, because he compares tamid to chavitim. Ulu Rabbi Shimon, Lekala mifrach nelech b'minchas nedava, and according to Rav Shimon, don't even have a havamina to compare it to nedava. Mishum dahai lahosif, because the shemen in our pasuk is to increase, v'nedava l'kvoa, and the nedava is merely to set it, to be koveya, or you need shemen. Baha delo saima bereisha, why didn't we end off like that in the reisha? Because mishum Rabbi Shmuel afsake. Because the Rishmal breaks up his talk and asks him questions in the middle. Mimai da amar lahosifu. Okay? Now how are we going to, now back to the Gemara. That this brisa is Rabbi Shimon. The whole, when it says bashemen, it's really Rabbi Shimon talking. The ilul nema, take that out. Ubedina man ka mahader Rabbi Shimon. In other words, Rabbi Shimon said, it says the word bashemen, and we compare shemen to nedava. And Rabbi Yishmael says, and do you want to compare it to, Rabbi Shimon compares shemen of minchas chavitin to the shemen of minchas tamid. And it doesn't say this in the Brisa, this is how we're interpreting it. And Rabbi Yishmael says, do you want to compare it to nedava? And Rabbi Shimon says, no, that's impossible. Because nedava is only to be koveyait, and I'm talking about extra shemen. A very simple answer. It's really Rabbi Shmuel asking him, what about that? No, that don't ask me about that. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, that's how we answer. That's a biased answer. All three answers are very similar. Rav Huna b'Rei de Yeshua Amar, no. Kula, Rabbi Shmuel, no. Shav Yochan b'Rei Brochihi. The whole brisa is Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Barchi to Amar. And here's how it's read. It says, Bashemen, Lahosif Lashemen, right? It says, Bashemen, which means to add on Shemen, the Ilik Voa Shemen, to this that you want to tell me. It means just to establish the principle that a Minchas Chavitim requires Shemen, Lo Tzarech, I don't need a pasuk for that. Kivan Diksiv Ba, Al Minchas Machabat, Al Machabat, Kiminchas Machabat, Damya. I already know it has to have Shemen. Why? Because it's a carbon mincha, and every carbon mincha machavas has shemen. O eno el l'kvola shemen. Maybe no. Maybe the word bashemen is coming to teach you that you have to have shemen. Dilo kosef rachmana b'shemen. Had the Torah not told me to have shemen over here by a chavitin, havamina I would have thought to have a kemincha tchote. It should be like a mincha that's brought for someone who sins, which has no shemen. Why would you think that? I don't know, but we would think that. Hadar omar. Then he thinks it over and he says, well, Tehevinami l'kvoa shemen. Maybe it should really be a principle to teach me that no, that it really has to have, that the word bashemen means to establish, has to have shemen. Medina, because we're going to compare it to Nedava, the Don Dina, and let's make that comparison. Velo Asile. That's not a good comparison. Why is it not a good comparison? Right? I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry. Forget the Dava. Say Shem and Medina, the Don Dina. Then I said, let's learn it out of comparison. What's the comparison? The comparison is to Tashbat. Right? That it's just like a Milchas Tamid. And therefore, whatever the rules of Milchas Tamid are, the rules of this Shemin are. Full of Asulei. But that's not a good comparison. Why? Because if for the same money, I can compare it to a Minchas Nedava. Because of Yagil. Right? So I'm stuck. Which one's better? The Istrachakra, Solas Mincha Tamid, Kidim Asayim, Rabbi Shmuel Milsei. And then I have the Pasuk that Rabbi Shmuel finally brought on to compare a Chavitin to a Minchas Tamid. So the Nedava really was not really a factor here. Answer number three. Rabba Amar, no, Kula Rav Shimon. This whole bright is really Rav Shimon. V'il v'hachi kamar. B'shemen. It starts off the word b'shemen, lahosif l'shemen. V'il v'ol l'shemen. If it's just to tell me the requirement to have shemen, lo tzarif, I don't need a pasuk for that. Kivun diksiv ba'amachavat. Kimachavat tamya. V'ad shalom yomar b'shemen. And if it not had the word b'shemen, yesh li badin. I would have had a kal v'chomer. Right? I would have had a kal v'chomer. V'don dina. And I would have compared it to Tashbat. But you know what? Lalasulei. I can't do that. Because for the same money, I can compare it to Yagil. And the Istrik Bashemen. Therefore, I require Bashemen. Hamar Adar, Tevi Kimilchas Parm Ve'ilin. Well, maybe it should be compared to Parm and Ilin. And then we end up saying, no, Hadar Amar, don't do that. Don in Mincha Ba Isaron. Compare it to the same measurements of flour. And just like a Minchas Tomet has the same measurement as the Minchas Chavitin, it's obviously the same. And that's how we know the Makar. How much shemen to put on a Minchas Chavitin is compared to a Minchas Tamid. I know that was very, very difficult, but we got to the Mishnah. I know. Okay, actually, interesting Gemara now. Ready?
So what is that? So
you got that? Not easy.
Oh, so what is it? So in the end, what is
In the end, we're comparing a Minchas Chavitin that a Kohen Gadol brings every morning to the same measurements of oil that a Karban Tamid brings every morning.
Three lug for one.
Right. Not two Yitzharon, that's a power and aisle. No, that's too much.
One's a Mincha
and one's a... Right, exactly. That's the whole amount. Exactly. Okay, ready? Next Mishnah, listen to this Mishnah. Kohen Gadol died. Kohen Gadol died. Right? So lo minu Kohen Achatachto. They didn't appoint another Kohen Gadol yet. They don't know who to appoint yet. They haven't figured it out yet. So apparently, even though there's no Kohen Gadol, you still have to bring a Minchas Chavitin every day. Right? So Mishal Mihai Sakreva. Who brings that? Who brings it? Who's paying for that carbon? It's a machloke. If it's one divided in half or it's two, doesn't make a difference for this. We'll see in a minute. So Rav Shimon Omer, Mishal Tzibur, the Tzibur's got to pay for that carbon. Why? There's no Kohen Gadol. Rav Yehuda Omer, no, Mishal Yarshim. The Yarshim of the Kohen Gadol have to pay. You hear this? The father's dead. The Kohen Gadol. Well, we're going to get to that also. But yes, I believe the Kohen Gadol pays for it from his own money.
Did you
expect him? No. I think the covenant of being the Kohen Gadol is big enough. Like somebody here once told me that Rashi is going to say it at the end of today's daf. Second Beit HaMikdash, there were over 300 Kohanim Gadolim. Right? Now, we know that Rav Shimon was for 40 years. The whole thing was 420 years. 40 of those years, one man. Yom Kippur is 80 years. So these people didn't even last a year. So didn't they know that? The answer is, to be the Kohen Gadol for one day, it's worth it. Right? To be the Kohen Gadol, to be top dog for one, they'll take that chance. Right? They have to pay for the Karban Chavitin by themselves, they'll pay for it.
Every day.
Every day. What? Like I said. Like I said. Right? To be the Kohen Gadol, it tells you, you're the president, you got to buy a new suit every day. They'll take that. They'll take it. They don't care.
Yeah.
Every day I have to wear a new suit. You have to pay for your money. Everybody will do it. What? To be the
they,
top.
They need something.
Right. To be
the.
Yeah, right. So we're.
It wouldn't work now. That would be.
Rav Shimon Omer Mishael Tibur. Rav Yehuda Yarshim. And by the way, Vishleim Ahoysa Krepo. If there was no Kohen Gadol, they would bring it whole. We learned yesterday that whatever amount of Milchus Chavitin was brought, it split it in half. I bring half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Here, Milchus, they brought a Shalim. The Gemara is going to have a Machloket. That's Shalim in the morning and Shalim in the evening, or just Shalim once a day. What the Mishnah doesn't say, that's the beginning of Machloket. Tana Rabbanan. Kohen Gadol Shemeis, V'lo Minu Kohen Acher Tachtav, how do you know that? How do you know the Yarshim have to pay for it? Talmud Lomar, it's a pasuk. Pasuk, again, that same pasuk. It says, Ba'kohen ha-mashiach tachtav mi-banov, yase oso. You hear this? The Kohen ha-mashiach, that's a point tachtav mi-banov, yase oso. Yachal, yikrivena chatzayin. I would think, but if the Kohen Gadol died, now we're using the children of the Kohen Gadol to pay for it. So why are you changing it from half to whole? Talmud Yachal Kivena Chatzoyin, it should be the same half. Right? What we said is that every day the Kohen Gadol has to bring what's called the Milchus Chavitin. Half in the morning, half at night. Right? What if the Kohen Gadol died? So the Mishnah has a machloket. Who pays for that? The Kohen Gadol didn't appoint a new Kohen Gadol yet. They're waiting around to appoint the Kohen Gadol. So who pays for this Milchus Chavitin? The machlokas, either the tibur or the Kohen Gadol's yarshim. But the Mishnah said you bring it whole. You don't bring it half, right? So why?
Who
why?
Brings it, who brings it? Yes, things operate.
No, similar.
Yeah, the whole thing got solved already.
Well,
gotta bring it in the morning.
No, but that
was not
there.
No, that was not here.
It's not there.
But
possibly after what he does.
Who
once he already bought the whole thing.
No, that's what he got in the middle of the day.
Yeah,
no, that's when you die in the middle of the day. So what do you do in the afternoon? Here, he died at night. Wake up in the morning, where's the Kohen Gadol? He died in his sleep. Oh, Barclay and MS. All right, what do we do with the Milchus Chavitin? The Kohen Gadol's not alive. He died about last night. So we'll appoint one. It'll take 2 days to appoint one. So what do we do in these 2 days? What do we do? So the answer is, you bring it anyway. Oh, do you bring it? Who brings it? To Machlokas. Either the Tzibur or the family.
No, or they could have appointed
this
as Stanley in Europe or something.
Right, yeah. Right. About there, yeah. Right, exactly. Or but if you do it that way, then you have to bring it whole. So why have to bring it whole? Every other time they brought half of them and half at night.
Bringing it,
I guess the family. Or the Beit Av, whatever. So, the Gemara says, you know why? Talmud Lomar Osa. It says in the Pasuk Osa, Kula V'lo Chetya. All of it, and not half of it, Rav Yehuda, that's Rav Yehuda Shita. Right? Now, the Gemara assumes right now, listen to this verse, the Gemara assumes right now that the Rashba says, the Gemara assumes right now that they're bringing it twice a day. They're bringing it twice a day. Once in the morning, once at night. How much are they bringing? Shalim. How can I buy a Kohen Gadol, you don't have to bring Shalim. No, the Kohen Gadol is getting a brick. He's bringing 50% less than these people are bringing. Right? Kohen Gadol brought one chavitin per day. Here they're bringing two per day. Right? And they hold, it's the family. So why are we so machmer on the family? All right, it's a pasuk, osa. Why?
The family should take care of
them.
That
one shouldn't die?
I don't know. What do you mean? You've
got
to bring the whole.
Right.
It doesn't have to be done. You know, you don't have to split.
Right. So you bring in double the amount.
He's only doing one.
No, the Rashi assumes he's doing two.
We'll get that tomorrow.
You'll see it in a minute. I'm holding the Gemara.
Well, we got
to
get there.
So the Rashi says, why are we
stay tuned, man.
Why are we burdening the family with extra amount to bring every day? For this, however many days it takes till they got a new Kohen Gadol. Why are we doing that? He says an unbelievable line. He says, because chibas Kohen Gadol. We love the Kohen Gadol. For the Kohen Gadol, we're a little bit of a, give him a break, financial break. The family, it's not a Kohen Gadol. In other words, really, the Kohen Gadol has to bring two a day. But the Torah, because of Chivas Kolal, the Torah built that, you know, you can split it in half. Well, half in the morning, half at night. The Kolal's not here. Go back to the old rule. Unbelievable.
That makes sense if it's talking about the current levels and it keeps going in the same family.
Right.
But the second reason is it wasn't even the same family until the end.
Right. But, right. So for that, right. So, but that,
but, the last guy.
Right. But that's not the Aslan situation.
Well, right.
Right. So the Aslan situation is that a Kozalo passes away, one of his sons takes over. It's the Aslan situation. So that's the Chiyuv. That's why it's a Chiyuv on the family. It's not a Chiyuv on that family, it's a Chiyuv on the Kozalo family. Why? Because Mithama, one of them is taking over. Right, when it's all corrupt, it doesn't happen that way. But that's not ideal. So Reb Shimon Omer, no, Chak Olam. It says in the Torah, Chak Olam, Mishal Olam. The island pays for it. The Zebra pays for it. You hear that? The island pays for it. Mishal Olam. Kalol Tikdar. It says Kalol Tikdar. Shetehe Kula Bahaktara. The whole thing gets burnt. I'm not sure what this means. Rashi says, Shelo Yasena Mimena Shirayim Lachila. Don't eat any of it. But anyway, a chaviv's not eaten. And it says, Lishna Achrina, Shaktiru Shlema, Velov Lachatayin, Kol's Manchi, Gerim Mishal Zibor. Okay. So, hi, Hakorin HaMashiach, Lahascha Udasa. That's what this public is coming to teach you? No. Hayabayalaskinatanya. It's teaching me a new din. A different din. It says, Zer Karvan Aharon Uvanav, Asher Krivul Hashem, Biyom Himashach Oso. That this is the carbon that Aharon and his children will bring on the day of inauguration. Yachol, Yehi Aaron Abad of Makriven Karban Echad, I would have thought that Aaron and his son all together bring one carbon. Talmud Lomer, absolutely not. Ashi Akrivu Lashem, Aaron Rifnei Atzmo, Ubanav Rifnei Atzmo. Aaron brings a mincha every single day, and a Kohen Hedyot brings this special mincha once in his life. When? When he starts to do Avodah. Like it's called the Mincha Sinach. Right, the inauguration of his avoda, he brings a special cover. How do I know that? Talmud Lomer, Ubanav Elu Kahadabed Yotos. Right, from this pasuk, that's how we know that when it says Aaron Ubanav, it means separately. They bring separate kabanos. Ata Omer Kahanamed Yotos. You say that means Kahanamed Yotos. Oed El Kahanam Gedolim. Maybe it means Aaron Ubanav and a future Kahanam Gedolim of the world. How do I know it means every Kohen head yot on the day they become inaugurated? Kishu Omer, but Kohen HaMashiach Tachtav mi Bonav, Harei Kohen Gadol Omer. That's already Kohen Gadol. Ha Mani Mekayim Bonav, Eilu Kahanim Ed Yotos. The Gemara answers, Im Kain, List of Kra, HaKohen HaMashiach Tachtav Bonav Yaaseh, Mai mi Bonav, Shema Minat Harti. So that's how we learn both. What's both? What two halachas are we learning? Number one, that a Kohen Ed Yot brings a carbon every once in his life when he's inaugurated. And number two, that when a Kohen Gadol dies, the Yarshim have to pay for the carbon chavitin until they pick a new Kohen Gadol. Okay? So Shimon Hai Osa Avid Leis, so what does he do with that word Osa? He doesn't even agree with it. The Boyle, the Kohen Gadol Shemit, Uminu after Tachtav, when a Kohen Gadol dies and they did appoint someone else, Shaloyavi Chatsi Isarami Beito, that was what we said yesterday, that when a Kohen Gadol dies, Kohen Gadol dies in the middle of the day. Right? So what do? The Bichas Chavitin was already brought in the morning. The other half is sitting there waiting for the afternoon to come. The Kohen Gadol dies. So the new Kohen Gadol comes. He can't bring the other half from his house. V'lo Chatzi Yisaron Shal Rishon. And he can't bring the Chatzi Yisaron of the first guy.
Doesn't he have to bring the Kli Sharis?
Yeah.
So what is he bringing his house?
No, what? Well, where is he getting it from? You bring it from your house.
But how do you get your money?
Your money. It means your money.
But he's sitting. But he's sitting in a klishar as well. It's already there in the
clean. Right. So they're going to throw that out. Okay. They're going to throw that out. Why? He comes in the morning. The Kohen Gadol brings his chavitin. He gets it in the klishar. He brings half of it. The other half in the afternoon. 2 hours later, he died. 20 minutes later, they appoint the new one already. The guy's 120 years old. But the new one's still happening. Right. He basically means he paid for his own money. So since the Kohen Gadol died, that one you throw out. Also,
they have
it, he doesn't come from his own money. Right. What do we have to? The tape, what? The tape iglei min umachitata, from the word vav, vav lo darsh. He doesn't darsh in vav. Rabbi Yehuda, hi, chak olam, I avid lei. What does he do with the word chak olam? Chuka olam tehei. This should be, it's a din forever. Okay? Kalol tiktar lamali. What do I do with the words kala tiktar? We borrow the lechid atanya. We use it for the following part. Eliela el yona minchas kohen gadol bekala tiktar. I only know that the mincha of a kohen gadol every day is burnt. The tachtona and the mincha, the tachtona, the below one. What's the below one? The below one is a mincha that a kohen brings the first time in his life. Mincha of a chinuch. Minchas kohen hedyot below teyachel can't be eaten. Menai liten is the amar shal zeh bezeh is amar shal zeh bezeh. How do I know to apply the chumras of each? In other words, that a minchas chavitin can't be eaten and a mincha of a kohen hedyot has to be burnt. Talmud lomar kalil l'gzeir shava. It's l'gzeir shava. Nemar kan kalil nemar lahalin kalil ma kan bekalil tiktar af lahalin bekalil tiktar ma lahalin liten lo sase al silaso af kan liten lo sase al achilaso. So all the dinim are the same. The dinim of a kohen chavitin are the same dinim as a kohen minchas chinuch. They're exactly the same. Okay. All the way to the end of today's daf, it gets fascinating. Ready for this? Fascinating. Now, the suburb of Shimon, Mishal Tzibur Daraisa, Shimon held that the fact that a Kohen Gadol died, and we appoint, and who has to pay now for the Minchas Chavit until we appoint a new Kohen Gadol? The Tzibur. He looked it out of a pasuk. Right? Which pasuk did he learn it out from? How did he learn it out of a pasuk? Well, he learned it out of a pasuk. But man, wait a minute. Amar of Shimon, Shivat Devar Mitzkinu Bezdin, Zeh Echad Mehem. Bezdin made 7 takanas. And this is one of the 7. That what? That if a Kohen Gadol died, the Tzibur has to pay for it. That didn't know right though. The takanas Bezdin. Look at Rashi. Zeh Echad Mehem. Hasam Kai. Over there we learned. Over where? In Shkalim. Everybody remembers this Mishnah from Shkalim? Diktani Le'el, we learned this in Skolim. The Hema Shadimtas Mi Yerushalayim L'Migdal Eder. If you're walking in Yerushalayim, you're going hiking, and you're near Yerushalayim, between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder. The Nimtza Shadimtas Mi Yerushalayim L'Migdal Eder, you find the Behema. You find the Behema between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder. So, the Kimidasa L'Kol Ruach, that however far away Yerushalayim is to Migdal Eder, let's say it's 5 miles. So that 5 mile, in a 5 mile radius of Yerushalayim, you find the behema. The halacha is like this. Zicharim, if it's a male, olos, we treat it as an ola. Mistama, it's a carbon. Mistama, it's a carbon. What's an animal doing in Yerushalayim? It's a carbon. Right? Nekevos, shleimim. If it's a female, we'll bring it as a shleimim. We don't know. It could be a chatas, and we don't know what it is. But mistama, it's a behema. But listen to this. Berishona, originally, memashkinim et hamotza lahavi disachim. They would require the finder to pay for the nesachim. Right? So guys, like, I'm walking down the street, I'm near Migdal Eder, I see a behema, I go return that behema to the base of Migdal, I have to pay for the nesachim? I'm going to look the other way. Right? Okay, kind of cruel is that? I have to pay for the nesachim for a behema I found? So, Achi Menichim also barchim. People would run away from those animals. They'd see the animal, they'd run away. Hitzgidu Bezdin, so Bezdin said, listen, we don't want lost karbanos to die in the wilderness. So they made a takana, nesachim crave Mishal Tzibur. We'll cover the bill for the nesachim, just bring the animals back. So, if it's not going to cost me any money, I'll gladly do that mitzvah, right? If the mitzvah costs me money, I'm not so excited about it. So, the Kamar of Shimon, Zayin Dvar Mitzkinu Bezdin. They made 7 similar types of takanas that day. V'zeh sha'amru echad mehem. So this is one of them. That what? That if a Kohen Gadol dies, the Tzibur will pick up the tab for the Minchas Chavitin. Right? Now we're going to say the other 6. I don't think we're going to mention 6. I think we're going to mention less than 6. But anyway, that's the context of what's going on here. You ready? What about a goy? Sheshalach olaso min Medina Tayam. If a goy sends his carbon from Medina Tayam. Now why is he sending his carbon from Medina Tayam? Right? Like so the Tosfos Yontif says, why is it Medina Tayam? What if the guy lives over there? So he lives in Israel. He's sending him a car. He brings him a car. Why does it have to be that he sent it from Medina Tayam? Why is that part of the case? So one answer he gives is, Goyim didn't live in Eretz Yisrael. You hear this? Goyim are living in Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is a Jewish state. It's a Jewish homeland. What are Goyim doing there? No Goyim around. It's a Goyim are, Medina Tayan. Unbelievable Musa. Unbelievable Vart. You hear what he's saying? Okay, so maybe you had a few odds and ends people. Maybe you had a few odds and ends people. But the point is, that where's the guy coming from? He's coming from Medina Tayan. Pasha. Unbelievable Vart.
That's not reality.
Why?
So first
he said that's what some say. The only carver will accept is an ola, and Medina Tayam, there's no significance to that statement. The point is the ola. A guy says, you know, I was Machal Shabbos. I want to bring a carver Chatzis. You can't bring a carver Chatzis. A guy can bring an ola. Listen to this word. He says, Bizman Habayis Lo Hayu Goyim Mitzuyim BeEretz Yisrael. We're not goyim in Eretz Yisrael. The im goy hayu be Eretz Yisrael hayu omrim lo havei demei nesachim. If a goy was there, we would tell him, just donate some oil, donate something else, bring carbon. So that's one vart. That when the goy came, shalach ima nesachim, crave me shalom. If the goy would have nesachim with him, if he said to nesachim, we'll bring those nesachim. The im lab, crave me shal tibor. If not, we'll bring the. We'll pay for the nesachim. The Beit Hodesh will pay for the nesachim.
Why?
No, oil. No, wine. Why? The chayin also, ger shemi, the ger died, v'hiniach zvachim, and he left over kavanah. Yesh lo nesachim, if he has nesachim, krev mishalom. Then we'll bring those nesachim. Right? Look at Tosfos. V'im lav, and if not, krev mishal tibur. Then we'll pick up the tab. Tosa says, the Yeshua Nesachim Krev Mishalo, look at the little Tosa, third to last Tosa. Shehefrishon Bechayov, because only if he designated it when he was alive. Because the Achar Mitzah have a called Hefker. After he dies, everything becomes Hefker. Why? Because the Ger has no relative. So it must be that when you come to the Ger's apartment after he died, he passed away, there's a big sign that says, I donated these wines, oils for the Beit HaMikdash. Then, it really belongs to the Beit HaMikdash. He doesn't have a chance to get there. He was sick. But, just stop coming to his house, it's all Hefker, says Tosaf. Says the Kiva Eger, what on earth is Tosaf talking about? Let's say, it's Taka Hefker, right? And I come in and I take it all, because I'm the first one there. Like, I chopped it all. So, the Beit HaMikdash knocked on my door and said, Mr. Kagan, you took all the belongs to the gear, right? I'm sorry, but he has karbanos. So we're taking some of those nesachim away from you. What case you do that? Why isn't it meshubit to the Beit HaMikdash? It has to only be Fifrishon. Doesn't make any sense. Right?
Well, it's not
going to
be Mishulo anymore.
From who?
The ones you take is yours.
Ah, it's not going to be Kiyager's point. That Judaism doesn't work like that. If you owe him money, if I have a prior lien, you can do whatever you want. You can take any sales and transactions you want. I have a prior lien. I'm going to come and take it away from you. So the Beit HaMikdash has a prior lien on those Nesachim. So that by the time that he died, he doesn't have any relatives, so what? And what if he did have relatives? What if he did have relatives? Well, then it goes to the relative? No, it doesn't go to the relative either. It goes to the Beit HaMikdash. So what Tosfos is talking about? He leaves that with a question. It's a good question. You have to figure out an answer to that question. You get that question?
Mm-hmm.
Next. The Tanai Bezdin who? Tanai Bezdin, I'm sorry. The Tanai Bezdin who? And the Tanai Bezdin, next, Kogal Shami. Kolel died. V'lo minu kohen achar tachtav. Shetehei min chasom. Krev mishal tzibur. What do you mean it's a dindo raisa? It was a takanas bested. Right? So Amar Rabbi Avo, shnei takanas hayu. No. There were two takanas. Da raisa mita tzibur. Really, the halacha is mita raisa. Tzibur pick up the tab. Listen to this next line in the Gemara. Kivin dechazik ha-degamid chalishka. But the Lishka, the Beit HaMikdash, was going broke. Why? Rashi explained. Because every year another Kohen Gadol died. So many Kohen Gadol died, they kept picking up the tab to pay for all this Minchas Chavitin, the Lishka started to go broke.
What?
I don't know. Listen to this. Look at Rashi. Third wide line in the Rashi. Shoya Poksin Hashkalim Lishka. The shkalim were getting emptied over there in that lishka. They were getting emptied. Why? Every year this happens. Dokey, the reading for a comment is Yuma. Shnos Rishayim Tikhirana Zem Mikashani. Sham to Yosem Gimel Maskahanim Gedolim. To call Achad Lahoti Shnoso. Nobody lives a year over there. Therefore, they made a takana that the family has to pay. So Mindo rises, really, the tzibur should pick up the tab. Then in a normal world, a kohen lives 40, 50 years. All right, every 50 years, if it's for a few days, so we pick a replacement, all right, we'll pick up that tab. Every year we got to do this? The lishka was going broke. So what they do? They put the bill on the yarshim. What happened there? You can imagine what happened. Hiskinu l'gabi yarshim. Kiva d'chadu d'kapashuba. They weren't paying that bill. Okvi adoraisa. They put it back on the Torah, meaning the lishka will have to pick up the tab, and they have to have better fundraising efforts. Okay?
Don't worry about it.
Once a year? You hear this? So, I don't know. That's
what I'm going to do.
What?
They went broke for that. They want to get trouble.
All right. We'll stop here, and we will pick up tomorrow. Just believe it or not, Sunday's daf is almost entirely Agarata. So, we have something interesting to look forward to. Very, very nice. All right, we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.